I thought, you know, if I record and something good happens, then if I don't record and something good happens, I'm just like, damn it.
Yeah. I doubt anyone will. Let's see. Yeah, nobody's watching right now. So.
What was that?
Stupid TikTok. Let me switch to the X-Wing Files, which I wish I could go live on the X-Wing Files.
Well, we don't have enough followers.
Right? No, we only have 11 right now.
Are two of them you?
It's happening. Yeah, I think so. Intellectual property update. Friends.
This is why it takes us so long.
I wasn't prepared for this. Okay, so I need to move. I need to move this up some. Cover
to
up.
To be fair, oh, is that what it's what's saying? You're violating intellectual property by using Ben Swallow?
No, it was just I haven't opened the TikTok app in a long time, and it just said there was an update to their property. So, all right. Well, I'm ready. Ready to start when y'all are.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the X-Wing Files. I'm Logan.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Elizabeth.
And Stephanie's here too.
Hi.
And the only thing we have to talk about is the Tales of the Underworld trailer, which some of us haven't seen, so I guess we're going to watch it live.
Yep.
I wonder if Skype will record it, or if I have to just edit out the long silence as the trailer plays.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's recorded stuff before, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll see. Let's play it.
All right. Where's it at? All right. Everybody ready?
Yep.
It premieres on May the 4th.
Just do as I say. Never can be too cautious with strangers out here. Then again, you're no stranger. Lady Ventress.
We got a problem here.
Just saw him ride in.
What's the situation?
He was your best friend.
Things have changed.
You took everything from me.
Who are you?
I was Count Dooku's lead assassin. I don't want that life anymore.
Bane? No one needs to die.
Get them.
You're gonna pay for what you did.
Revenge. That was worth it.
It will be.
Okay, sorry for the Ripley bark. Something in the trailer scared her.
Cad Bane.
Yeah. So, so May the 4th. Ripley.
She said, yeah.
You're fine. Gosh. All right.
The floor is yours, Elizabeth.
Oh, so you guys know my friend Nina. Her nephew is the Padawan in that. He's the voice of the Padawan.
What?
That's awesome.
Okay, so does
his
that
name
mean
is
we...
Lane? I can't remember his last name, but his, I think it's Fetcher or something.
Okay, so... So... Did they tell you he's the Padawan? So is he actual Padawan, or is this after the purge? Is like, because that's what I want to know. When is this in the timeline?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, when Nina told me, did she say, "Oh, he's a Padawan"?
No, she told me, she was like, he's the main Padawan or something, and she doesn't follow Star Wars, so she didn't know. And then we looked it up, and he's the main, like, Ventress Padawan.
Well, Ventress Wayne isn't Factor. A Jedi, so.
Wayne Factor. Is
his That's name. What I'm saying. Like, if you're using the Padawan terminology, that kind of means
it says
he was being
Padawan.
Trained. Okay, so it says, that's what I'm asking.
Oh. Like, what?
Yeah.
So. Elizabeth, first of all, Elizabeth, you sound like you're like a mile away.
Because I kind of am.
Oh. Oh, you're trying to keep Harley from the laptop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So, who? This is a friend of yours?
Yeah, she's one of my best friends.
And her son's an actor and you didn't know it?
No, it's her nephew.
Oh, her nephew. Sorry. I missed that. I thought you, okay. So, because I just looked this kid up. This isn't like a first time no. thing.
Yeah.
Like he was in Reservation Dogs, which was a pretty yeah. big show. He was in The Fabelmans, directed yeah. by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. It's because, I mean, well, I don't know. Him and her daughter, like, they obviously grew up together. They're the same age. They're, like, 19, 20, around that age. And she was talking about last night, because she knows I love Star Wars, and she was like, yeah, she was like, guess what? Like, and I was like, oh, I've never met him. Not that I can remember. I might have met him when he was way younger. But, I mean, obviously, he's not here, but...
Can she give us an interview?
Watch that crossfire, boys.
I can ask.
Because that would be cool. That would be the second person in Star Wars we've ever talked to on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be legit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's here in Oklahoma right now. But I don't know for sure. I know he has a stalker. That's what they were talking about.
Yeah, us.
No, like a legit, like, he's obsessed with him. But
that's so yeah. bizarre, man. Like, isn't not it? that. So, when like, who was it that you were stalking?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Yeah. So like, when you hear Matt Damon has a stalker, it's like, well, yeah, he's Matt Damon. And not knocking this kid. Like, Reservation Dogs is legit, and you were in a Steven Spielberg movie. But like, he does. What is he like? 20? 18?
Yeah.
And you've done like five things, a couple of high profile things, and but nothing like Austin Butler level kind of things, right? So, right. like, you have a stalker? That's got to feel weird, man.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even know who I am?
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Yeah, we were talking about it last night. They told us when they came over, and I was like, what? That is so cool. And she was now like, I don't know. He's like a Padawan or something. And I was like, that's actually really cool.
That's actually a big deal, yeah.
Yeah.
That means he either just becomes a Padawan? It's got to be after the Purge, right, Jacob?
I mean, I would think so if he's with Ventress, unless he got caught up in something.
I mean, the last time we saw Ventress was it the last set of shorts? Did she have a short? The Tales of the
I thought so.
Sith or whatever it was called.
I thought she did.
Oh.
She was in Tales of the Sith.
Yeah, she was? Okay, yeah. So, well, I don't know. I have a lot of questions that y'all don't have answers for.
Well, you can ask.
Harley knows.
So, Jacob will probably remember this. Elizabeth, I don't know if you will or not, but they were going to do a Star Wars Underworld show. They announced it. Jacob, do you remember if it was after Revenge of the Sith?
Or, I don't remember when, but...
Before?
I remember... Because
they announced Clone Wars and the Star Wars live-action show.
Yeah.
And it was going to be all about Star Wars Underworld.
I don't remember when it was.
And then it never, so they were writing scripts and it never came to fruition because the budget for the episodes, George said, were going to be like in the tens of millions of dollars, I think. Okay. They're like, we don't have the budget for that. And so the scripts got shelved. Do you think that's where this show's coming from?
Maybe. Probably. Well, I don't know.
I mean,
I
think it looks fantastic.
I remember you telling me that Ventress had a whole a whole love story with another Jedi and.
Yeah, it's in the there's a book with her. And I think that's the thing. I think in the book something happens to her. I'm pretty sure she dies. And people got upset because of the Tales of the Sith kind of retconned her dying because it takes place later. And they just kind of shrugged their shoulders about it. I never read the book. Spencer told me about it. He loved it. He thought it was great.
Yeah.
So I love her with hair though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's badass bald, but she looks cool with hair.
Yeah. I thought so too. I was like, oh, she has hair. That was the first thing I noticed.
Watch that crossfire, boys.
Hey, we got a coin. What can we spend coins on?
All right.
Depends on how much
give us more coins. I don't understand TikTok. I'm old. all right. Who do you think she's fighting? New character? A character we know?
I think it's a new character. That's one thing I don't like about all these new shows. They keep adding Jedi. And,
watch that crossfire, boys!
Thanks for the gift. Oh, yeah. Dragon Crown. Nice. They keep adding, like, Jedi that survived. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It did give us Kanan Jarrus, so it's kind of hard to be too grumpy about it.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I like the characters.
Watch that crossfire, boys!
I wish they were... I don't know. It just, like... The importance or the gravity of what Anakin did just kind of keeps getting diminished, in my opinion. But
you mean murdering all those children?
Not just children. I mean, he killed all the Jedi, too. Well, not all the Jedi.
I mean, the clone troopers killed some of them.
Some of them. I imagine he had quite a few fights.
Yeah. That's the series I want, man.
Anakin murdering... Jedi and
Vader hunting everybody.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
Vader on his like mission, you know.
That would be so sad.
Thank you very much, sir.
I mean,
that one was.
We all flocked to the theater to watch a movie where we knew every single character was going to die at the end. So
I didn't know.
How did you not know that everybody in Rogue One was going to die?
Oh, no, that, Rogue Watch One. Watch that crossfire, boys. Let's see, what was it? The Hobbit? Not The Hobbit. Was it The Hobbit? Yeah, The Hobbit.
It didn't.
Yeah.
They're not like, in the on. Next movie.
I was so bad. I was like,
watch that crossfire, boys.
You're a gentleman and a scholar.
Thanks for all the gifts.
I was really upset. I remember sitting there because that was one of the last movies my dad was able to go see with us. And I remember sitting there.
Watch that crossfire, boys.
The Hobbit or Rogue Porky. One?
The Hobbit.
Oh, okay.
And it was the Desolation. No. Is that the last one?
I think so.
No, I think Desolation of Smog is the second one.
Is it?
Am I wrong?
I don't remember.
Anyway, keep telling the story. I'm sorry.
It's gonna trip me up. But
I guess we got a corgi.
Yeah. I love corgis.
Corgis are cute. But cherry blossom. Just, like,
sorry.
I think Keely dies first, and I was like, and I looked over and I looked to the right.
Watch that crossfire, boys.
I thought my dad was sitting next to me on my right, but he was really on my left, and there was some stranger on my right. And I was like, oh, he died. And he just looked at me. He was like, yeah. And then I was like, you're not my dad. I turned, and my dad was like, it's okay. And then
the Battle of the Five Armies is the third
yes.
One.
Yeah. I was like, five armies. But
then two breakfasts. Keely, I don't know.
Feeling. Whichever one dies first, and then the other one dies. And I was like, they're all dying. They're all, what's happening? And it just got worse from there. So
yeah. Charlie thought Gandalf was going to die too.
And it, and then Jacob was like, how did you not?
Watch that crossfire, boys.
I was like, I don't know, because I've seen the Lord of the Rings movies 1,000 times.
How many times have you seen Star Wars? They never mention the like the only mention of those characters is like, oh hey, we got these Death Star plans and people died because of it. So yeah.
I just didn't put two and two together. I just didn't.
So when I first saw the trailer, I thought that she was going back to Asajj. I thought she was fighting Vader. I thought we were going to see like her showdown with Anakin again, but only as Vader. But that's clearly not Vader when you see him a few minutes. You know, like it's more closer up. He is wearing some kind of mask, though.
Yeah.
The Cad Bane stuff, I don't know. We don't know a lot about Cad Bane, so that's really interesting.
I'd rather it be Hondo, but yeah.
I mean, at this point, I think me, you, Elizabeth, I don't know where you are on Hondo. And maybe like two other people are just holding out hope for a live action Hondo, and we're it, man.
Yeah.
I think that ship may be sailed.
They're saving him for Mandalorian movie.
I still can't believe he wasn't in Skeleton Crew.
Yeah.
It was like such a missed opportunity.
Yeah, he should have been what was the captain's name?
Captain every name under the book?
Yeah, he had like
No. Not him.
Oh, you're talking about the one that
found Ad Atten.
Yeah. So that would have been cool. But if it would have meant that he was dead, I wouldn't have liked that.
Not Hondo dead, but
like he just faked his death and that would have been cool.
Been living the life. He should have been the superintendent or whatever it was called.
The guy running everything.
Yeah. That would have been awesome.
not just an out of date robot or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't know what other questions we got about the trailer.
I think it looked good. Yeah, it looked really good. It just made me want more actual Clone Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Or Rebels. Yeah.
So I was podcasting with Adam this morning, and we talked a little bit about it. And I told him, I was like, man, I know I'm one of like a couple of people just beating this drum, but the more they do this animated stuff, the more I'm just like, yeah, this is where Star Wars should be. Like, you can do so much more with the animation and tell bigger stories with smaller budgets. And they're still, actually, they're better than almost all the live action stuff at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I missed a Bad Batch, man.
Yep.
Did you ever watch the last season?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I kind of even missed the Resistance.
So I was at McKay's, this media store, a couple of months ago. I think it was right after Christmas. And I was looking at the used DVDs, and I found a copy of Star Wars Resistance Season 1 on DVD. They never released Season 2. I didn't even know they released Season 1.
Me neither. Why would they?
Yeah. Nobody. Why? We're the only people that watch that show. But I don't know, man. That was a fun show. It wasn't great, but it was fun.
Well, the ending was what got me wanting more.
Yeah.
Like
the second season was way better than the first season.
Yeah.
Did you ever? You didn't ever watch that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You probably don't even know what it is.
I have no idea.
Yeah. So I don't even know if it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, look.
Yeah. Have y'all watched any of the Andor stuff? The season 2 stuff?
Oh, yeah. Nope. I watched all of it.
You know we're the only three people on the planet who don't really like that show, right?
It's so boring.
Andor?
Yes.
I love Andor. Well, I didn't love like the first couple episodes, but I liked it as it got...
Yeah, the last like three episodes were good.
Oh yeah, there was only what, 8?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a lot of episodes to be bored.
I didn't make it past the first episode.
Andy Serkis was good in it.
Yeah, that arc was really, really good. And I totally called it. They were building parts for the Death Star. So, and he hasn't been in any of the trailer stuff for this season. So,
well, yeah, he couldn't swim.
Yeah, I guess he drowned. Like, that's kind of sad.
No, wait, I thought we saw... I don't know, I'm making that up, I don't know.
I don't think we've seen him in any of the season 2 stuff. Which sucks, because I really liked his character. So, Oscar Isaac canceled his celebration appearance.
I thought you were going to say it was Disney Plus.
I'm sick of Star Wars. He probably canceled Disney Plus when they put X-Men Apocalypse on there.
Yeah, that. Oh, him as Apocalypse. Oh, well, not so really bad, him.
It's not his fault. The movie is bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the trailer to the Fantastic Four?
Is there a new one?
I just saw one. I don't know.
So, yeah, I think that's the only... So, CinemaCon happened this past week, and they showed new footage from Fantastic Four that showed the Silver Surfer, but it hasn't been released online yet, so...
Oh. No,
watch that crossfire, boys!
I saw them go into space.
And... Oh, yeah. I think it looks great.
The Resistance is on Disney Plus, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll have to look for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nothing show. So
you'll probably like it.
It barely ties into... Yeah, but it doesn't really have any ramifications for...
Until the end of season 2.
Yeah, until the very end. So
It's pretty light until the end of season two, I think.
It sucks because that was Dave Filoni's first, like, solo outing doing his own Star Wars, right?
Oh, and I don't know. Turk from Scrubs is in it.
Yeah. Although he doesn't really count that as him being part of Star Wars. Which sucks because, like I said, we like the show.
Hey, if he's doing Tales of the Young Mace Windu Adventures and he's Mace Windu, I'm down.
I mean, I would love an animated Young Mace Windu
series. No. Live action.
Live action. First of all, he can't be Young Mace Windu. He's younger than Sam Jackson, but barely. Isn't he like 50?
No, I think he's my age. Maybe a little older than me. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm only 26, so.
First of all, that's not true.
Prove it. You can't prove it.
So you were 20 when you had your son?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that happens. So. He's 6 now, right?
Yeah, 6.5-ish. Yeah. Almost 6.5.
Is it weird that I measure, like, this is so depressing. Is it weird that I measure things and how long ago it was that we started the podcast and also how long ago it was that Ryan died?
No, because it's pretty relevant, I guess.
First of all, I'm right. 1974. He's 50 years old.
Yeah.
That's there's around, no second of all, but I was right.
He's
it's around my yes. age.
So him and that's the only reason I know that is because him and Zach Braff are about the same age. And it, like, if you listen to the Scrubs podcast, well, it's not really a Scrubs podcast anymore, but if you listen to their podcast, they're like, it comes up pretty frequently how Donald Faison doesn't look old and Zach Braff does.
Yeah.
So that's what you get for being white.
I haven't listened to that podcast in quite some time.
Yeah, I don't really listen anymore. Like, if they have a guest on that I really enjoy, I'll listen to it. But yeah, I don't know. I can't.
I'm not political at all, but they got way heavy on the political stuff. And I'm like,
well, it's either heavy political stuff or like, they're talking to people in like, and no judgment, but like talking to people in like polyamorous relationships and like getting into like what their sex lives are like. And I'm like, I don't want to listen to this, man.
Yeah, I'm listening to this for the Scrubs rewatch stuff.
Yeah, I was down for the Scrub stuff, not you talking to people about their sex lives. Like, I don't want to hear about stranger sex lives.
I just dropped out of my government class because it was like too government-y. So there's no way.
There's too much government in this government class. Oh,
what are the three branches of government? I'm out.
Nobody could possibly know this stuff.
No, it's like,
I'm glad you're a natural born citizen, Elizabeth. You would fail that citizenship test.
I
guarantee you, if natural born citizens had to take the citizenship test, the failure rate would probably be in the high 90%.
We would all
like easily.
Wherever Trump is taking all these other people, that's probably where we'd go to.
Literally in the car the other day, me and Steph were driving around and I was like, can they send me back to where I came from? Because like, I can't afford to go anywhere. So
I'd love a trip to Ireland.
And Steph was like, I'm part Swedish, so me too. I was like, hell yeah, let's go to where you came from.
Yeah.
No, for real.
I don't want to be here anymore. This place sucks. Why are eggs $9, man?
They're $9?
I was thinking about buying some chickens.
I just paid $4 for a half dozen eggs.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's not $9. I think it was $6 or $7. Somebody doesn't do the grocery shopping. Or y'all don't eat eggs.
No, our eggs aren't that expensive here.
Oh, really? Huh. Well, that must be nice.
I got a dozen eggs the other day. It was like $4.
Oh.
They were expired, but I mean...
There are already little chickens living inside of them.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Really now we're going to get PETA on us.
They're fertilized.
Are you really getting chickens?
I thought about it.
You're going to become a homesteader?
We have enough land for it.
Yeah.
I would totally help out with that.
But not in my current job because I have no time for anything. So the chickens would be dead.
Well, Sadie might kill them.
Sadie wouldn't kill them. She's a herder. She would protect them.
Yeah.
She chases the little birds out in your front yard.
That's because I tell her to.
Oh.
She's a good dog, and she listens.
She does. She is a good dog.
Yeah. I don't know what that's like. My dog doesn't listen to anything.
Ripley's the best dog.
She's passed out right now.
Which makes her even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we sit still for too long, she just falls asleep. It's like having a toddler and an old man all rolled into one. When she's awake, it's just like, what do you have in your mouth? Stop barking at me. What are you doing? And then when you sit still, she just falls asleep.
They are important. I know y'all, well, I don't know if Stephanie, if you play Fortnite or not, but
she does not.
The new season that they're coming out on May, is it 2nd?
May the 3rd.
May 3rd is going to be a Star Wars season, yeah. Like a full-fledged Star Wars season, not like a two-week thing.
Well, yeah. I'd say I'd join, but you never have time to play.
I do, though. I play all the time.
Hopefully you'll never invite me. Then.
I don't ever see you on.
Send me a message and say, hey, are you free? We're playing.
Well, I literally, when I finish my homework, I always just get on.
I mean, I'm probably at work when you're doing it, so I couldn't anyway. But, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah.
When's there going to be another Star Wars game?
Well, the last one they had blocked.
Yeah, that big open world, whatever, Outlaws.
Or Outlaws or yeah. something. Yeah.
Man, Adam was playing that, and he would tell me, like, he'd be like, man, it's a grind. Like, I don't know why they made it so difficult to, like, level up, and it's like, it's just not really that fun.
Yeah.
But I started playing Marvel Midnight Suns, and it's almost the same way. Like, oh my God, like, sometimes it's fun, and sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, why is this so difficult? But we've been playing Ultimate Alliance 3 on the Switch from forever ago.
I hate that game.
It's difficult for no reason, right?
It is. Like, I put it on easy or the lowest difficulty.
Yes.
And try to let Hudson play, and every 2 seconds he's like, hey, beat this guy for me. Especially the freaking Doctor Strange Dormammu fight.
I haven't got there yet.
Oh, dude, you're going to... Okay. You need to put mattresses on your wall, whatever, because you're going to be throwing your Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see the Switch 2 announcement stuff?
Yeah. That's insane, the price of it.
I can get behind, like, pricing the console like that, because it's right at the level of, even though you don't have the computing power of everybody else, it's right at the level. But the way they're doing the games, yeah. I don't know, man. Like,
the only reason why I would get it is for the GameCube
that's
emulator, pretty much.
That's the one thing that I'm like, yeah. You have to have the Switch 2 to play those GameCube games. So eventually I'm going to cave.
Yeah, the only game I really want to play, and I've been wanting to play it for a long time, is Wind Waker. So, I don't know. I can either buy a $100 copy of it, physical copy, and play on my Wii, or
you play GameCube games on the Wii?
Certain ones, yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Well, you have a cousin that has a copy. Like, if you assure him that, like, nothing's going to happen to it, he could probably dig it out and send it to you to play.
I can't assure anything. Because my sister will bring her dog that she doesn't have over right now, but she'll get a new dog, and then it'll chew everything up. So
yeah,
that's usually what happens.
Well, I'm not getting a new dog anytime soon. The last one I had was very traumatic. Ending, so we will not be doing that.
Or
I have a toddler.
I feel like if you love your dog, it always ends traumatically.
Yeah, there's not really any getting around that unless you die first, which is just traumatic.
I'm confident enough in how much Ripley loves me that if I do die and she's still alive, she will want to go as well.
Yeah, but it's not sad for you, anyway. I can imagine Harley getting the disc, the little tiny disc, breaking it in half and be like,
yeah, those things are so small.
Yeah, Uncle Jacob, come put this puzzle together with me. I'll be like,
oh, God. No, I owe Logan $100.
Yeah.
I love the one. I have a lot of GameCube games. If I can get to them, I'll tell you what I've got.
Well, since you're doing that, hang on, I'll be right back.
Oh, they're right here. None of this is Star Wars related.
No.
I have Drome Racers. I have Super Smash Brothers Melee. That was a fun game.
I never played any of these games, so I don't know.
You didn't play any of the GameCube games?
No.
I have Super Mario Sunshine, which is incredibly fun. I have Scooby-Doo Mystery Mayhem and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game.
Of course you have Scooby-Doo game.
Metroid Prime, Soul Calibur 2, WarioWare, Ocarina of Time, NFL Street, Mario Golf. Well, Jacob, maybe I lied.
All right, so
I do have it.
This is my Wii.
Wind Waker.
That's Wind Waker. Nice.
You can't. I'm pretty sure that you can't show people your Wii on TikTok.
Why?
Well, this is probably last time we'll do this.
Because
so.
It's like it's not NC-17 appropriate, right?
If you have those on top of your Wii, it'll play GameCube games.
I can't see that.
That's the ports for the GameCube controller.
Yeah, the screen is too little.
Well, let me make it bigger.
So like that?
Yep.
Oh, sweet. I don't have the little thing that covers them up.
Dude, but... me neither. I don't even know if that thing still works.
Hey, check out what I bought the other day. My birthday gift to myself from about a month ago.
Make us bigger. I can't see anything. A
Darth Vader PSP?
Yep.
How can you not see that? Oh, well, you guys are on a 65-inch TV for me, so that's why I can see
it. We're all operating off little laptops. Jacob's like, how do you not see that? You're on a giant TV.
I'm on the iPad, so.
Oh, my God.
Well,
hook it up, or where's your laptop?
I don't want to get up.
Oh, my gosh.
Tired.
It was a Darth Vader PSP. I don't know if you remember the PSPs. PlayStation Portable. Yeah. So it didn't have a battery, though. So now I have to buy a battery. Yeah.
Did you tell Logan they're about to... Well, I guess I'll tell him. They're about to play... is it Revenge of the Sith?
Oh, I'm sure he knows.
Yeah. The anniversary screening? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it plays here... We hadn't talked about it, but if it plays here, I was going to be like, hey, Stephanie, let's go see Revenge of the Sith.
Jacob's going to take Hudson.
Yeah?
They're selling those, like, cute, tiny little Darth Vader cup heads. I want one.
Probably $35.
Yeah.
I took him today to see Minecraft. It was $28 for just us two to get in. And that was at matinee. That was at 9:50 in the morning. And it was $17 for a small popcorn and Dippin' Dots.
Dude. Yeah, it's ridiculous, man.
Like, I get they got to make money and people aren't really going, but holy crap.
All right, let's see.
Okay, change us back to the big screen.
Tickets aren't on sale yet.
Yes.
On what? On Skype?
Yes.
You control that.
No.
I don't yes. control that.
Share your screen.
So, Elizabeth, in the top right-hand corner, there's a thing that says view, and I think you can change it. There you go.
Mine doesn't say crap.
Well, it's because you're on a iPad. Are there three dots in the corner?
There's a this one.
Go get Fabian.
And then a mute button.
There should be something for settings or whatever. Yeah.
Fabian's putting the baby to sleep.
There's definitely a view setting that you can change. I don't know why I didn't change ours earlier, but so. Anyway.
Oh, not that.
I don't know how to make that go away.
I.
Jacob, why'd you just turn blue?
I bombed. I did the bomb react thing.
Oh. Oh. Do you have any more Star Wars stuff?
No.
Or is that it?
That was my cool Star Wars news.
That's pretty cool. It's going to be even cooler if you can get him on the podcast. Because that would Hudson? Be awesome.
He might. He might be on the podcast if we do it.
So.
His problem is... So he really likes the TikTok live stuff. Because occasionally he'll ask to do it. Because I was playing Halo one time and I was just messing around with the stuff. This was like back in December or whatever. And so I was live and I was messing with all the screens and everything and people kept joining and he was the one playing Halo and people were asking questions. Of course, you know, I didn't have him on the screen. It was just Halo or whatever. So I was like, hey, these people are watching you play. And then every now and again, he'll be like, hey, can we play the thing where people watch me play? And I'm like, I don't really want to get him started down that path, you know?
Yeah. Like, but he doesn't know. Can't you just hand him the controller and be like, people are watching you play?
He knows.
Oh.
He knows. If I don't have it pulled up, like, because people tap the screen, you know, you can see the heart reactions and stuff. And yeah.
Oh,
so
I miss playing Halo.
Yeah. I follow a Halo page or whatever, and they always post videos of, like, you remember how it had the little player map in the bottom corner? I don't know if you remember that, but yeah, it was like one day was your last time playing Halo with all your friends and you didn't know it, all that kind of crap. I'm like,
man, remember Ryan used to get so mad.
Yeah. I don't remember him playing that much, but...
Because he would get so mad because he sucked at it.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I wasn't great at it. Like, if I wasn't on Jacob's team, like, forget about it, man. So,
yeah, I miss playing. Yeah. I remember the first time I played Halo, I was with you. I don't even know whose house we were at.
Probably that dude Brad's.
Maybe. I know there was
a bunch of people there. He used to have LAN parties.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the first map I played was Battle Creek, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was playing.
You're the reason I started watching Red versus Blue. You're like, have you seen this Red versus Blue thing?
Dude, we should do a rewatch of that.
Dude. Have you ever watched Red versus Blue?
Mm-mm. It just popped up as something I would like the other day.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah.
I have.
We might be watching Red versus Blue season one tomorrow.
I have a disc, the disc set of the first 5 seasons, maybe.
Did you hear? So, you know Rooster Teeth went under, right?
Yeah.
So, Bernie Burns bought it back.
Yeah.
And is trying to get the band back together, so to speak. So, like, it got a little too complicated the last, 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, I didn't even watch it after season 6, I think.
Yeah.
But
the first, 4 or 5 years, that's some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen in my life.
It was kind of like the first 5 or 6 seasons were all about the jokes, and then when they started trying to do a story,
Once they had access to the engine and they could make their own cinematics, it got a little too. I mean, some of that stuff was cool, but it just became about the action scenes and building that, as opposed to telling the story and doing it with a sense of humor. There needs to be a Star Wars show like that, man.
Well, there was one. Jim Bob what? Jedi, bro.
Oh, that 30, not even 30 minutes that we did.
Did you play that for her yet?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Anyway, all right. Go check out everything else we're doing over at xwingfiles.com. Follow us on TikTok. I don't know enough about TikTok. Just search for X-Wing Files.
Search for X-Wing Files.
If you want to watch it, you have to find Jacob's feed. But if you follow us on TikTok, we can go live on our TikTok feed.
Yeah.
But we only have 11 followers, and 2 of them are Jacob.
And 3 of them are one person I know, so.
None of them are Elizabeth, because she doesn't follow anything we do on social media.
Just one, I think.
None of them are me, for sure, because I don't have TikTok. So, I still have a 9-year-old cell phone, because it has a button. So, but you know what? Her cell phone has a button, too.
Yeah,
so,
it does.
Yeah. So, she also doesn't like pickles, doesn't like olives, doesn't drink alcohol. It's just perfect.
Like pickles? Like all pickles?
Yes, no. All pickles. They're disgusting, and there's something wrong with y'all.
Hudson loves pickles.
Have you seen who has it? Popeyes?
Popeyes with pickle lemonade.
Oh my God, man.
They got pickle chicken, pickle whatever, yeah. It's, I don't know about all that.
Pickle lemonade?
I don't know about all that.
What the hell is wrong with people, man?
Lemonade that's
is
sour. That's very full of nauseous.
You sure you're not pregnant again?
No.
You gotta have a boy so you can name it. I don't know.
A name that immediately come to my head. I don't know why. Doesn't make any kind of sense, but it was Shmi.
Shmi. What about Shmi?
Shmi Skywalker Ramirez.
Hold on. I got a Star Wars joke we can end on if I don't screw it up. All right. If 3PO is short for C-3PO and R2 is short for R2-D2, and Annie is short for Anakin, and Chewie is short for Chewbacca, what is Luke short for?
Stormtrooper.
Yes. All right. I don't know when we're going to record again, because Jacob doesn't ever stop working. So
I hate it.
Yeah, we'll see y'all get sometime, whenever. So, bye.
Bye.
Oh wait, that's not
may
how
the force
end
be with you.
May the force be with you
always.
Bye.
Then Elizabeth's supposed to say bye.